everybody. Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Board, 26th of April 2018. First item on the agenda today is the minutes of the meeting. Actually, I want to jump one ahead. We have our new, definitely give me the correct title for the lady back.
Keir Smith and Community Bill.
Yeah, so welcome. I hope you find this interesting and exciting as I do. And we look forward to hearing a little bit more through Jess before the due course. So welcome to the working board. Go through the minutes, colleagues. Just a couple of points I wanted to pick up. To do this because we have apologies from Wendy Pereira and I'm not sure if any other apologies are different.
Emma Lincoln.
And Emma represented.
Age friendly, Age UK.
What, as a voluntary sector?
Not in our own right.
Standard member?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's just two. Any other apologies?
Maybe
older, might get friends and make. Nice to see you again. So welcome, that's fine. Let's say that about me at the moment. Okay, so just going with the minutes, so item 24, it says a full update on the place-based initiative will be presented at the next board meeting. So that is covered under a separate item, so we have to have that. We have a series of bullet points at PowerPoint C, which was the sign-off for the strategy, and I'm just looking to check if these have been done. I'm just looking for Brian, I don't know if he's there. So we've got a bullet point to be added in the community safety element. The reference to community safety strategy be included in the diagram. Paragraph C on C7 underway is important to be moved as that bit of administration has been done. That the strategy will be reported to the council's cabinet in March, which we've done. And that all partners will sign off the strategy at their own reports, and as that will be.
We're leaving that to the partner agencies if they feel they need to take it to their student groups.
Okay. So could we ask partners just to give a notification back to Brian in due course as to whether or not they're going to do that or whether they need to, just so that we can sign off that action. And that the actions and outcome measures will be reported to the board, then we can link those two. So that'll be one action that's outstanding for the minutes, and if that's okay. And then noted that when we were talking about the SDP and the acute design, the transportation was still being highlighted, and that a meeting was taking place between the Cross Zone Operators Group. I don't know whether you'll give us any update on where that's at. I don't have to do it now, but I will pick up on that when we come down to a report if that's possible. And then the systems convener was going to speak with Councillor Brody regarding the public consultation element. That's happened.
That's
done. Thank you very much. Page 20 of bullet point 29, it was noted that the Health and Wellbeing Board manager would circulate a guide with a template for partner updates prior to today's meeting. Is there any partner who didn't get the template? Okay, just want to make sure that we're going to cover that in due course, so that one's cut off. And the last one will be on the partner updates coming the voluntary sector. We're going to deal with that at item 11, which is almost at the end of the agenda, just to have a discussion about how we get best representation. A few suggestions have already come forward through to me, so that item will be dealt with in that way, I think. On that basis, I'll be happy to sign the minutes. If anybody has any issues with that, then I'll just take a sign that says no, that's a great idea, so that's good. I'll do that now. Thank you, so that's the minutes.